There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Who are the coolest dudes on the planet?
United States veterans.
What's the coolest sport on the planet?
Pro wrestling.
And what would be the coolest podcast on the planet? That would be this one.
U.S. military vets talking pro wrestling.
This is the No Shave Man Cave. Two badass disabled vets sharing their love of pro wrestling, giving you their perspective as fans, talking about current events and matches, history of titles, and who knows what else. Let's do it.
Welcome to the No Shave Men Cave. Now your hosts, Ellie Jair and Jay Tilly.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, wrestling fans and sports entertainment fans, welcome to the No Shave Man Cave. I'm Ellie Jair.
I'm Jay Tilly.
Whoa! Welcome to our, what are we calling this? Our
future states, good state, ideas.
Yeah, state of the organization. So I want to kind of breaking news. So to Jay Tilly, he may or may not know, we have a design that has been approved and in the works for a Veterans Championship Wrestling title belt, which once we get it produced and in our little meat hooks and we like it, we will look to get it produced and out to the fans if they want one and amongst other things. So what do you think, man? What do we got to do to make the world, make the fans know or aware of what not only Veterans Championship Wrestling, but the No Shave Man Cave, what we're up to?
Yeah, so you and I sit here and talk about a lot of things that we want to do and kind of come up with ideas. And this podcast may be like a launching point for some of it. And maybe this is podcast is going to be the thing that's going to hold us accountable to it. But you and I both talked about, you know, you love working with your wood, you know, slathering it up and cutting it up and all that good stuff. And I enjoyed it when I used to do it. And I, you know, we keep going back and forth about ideas of like, oh, we should do this, we should do that. So as part of Veterans Championship Wrestling, which is the parent company to the No Shave Man Cave podcast, I like the idea of starting up and starting to do like custom order tables or chairs or something like that for our fans who love wrestling, maybe doing like wrestling themed furniture and making that available to sell to kind of be part of our Veterans Championship line of products. Heck so yeah. That's kind of one of the things we've been chopping it up and talking about is ideas on doing that. Maybe setting up, maybe I'll break down and set us up an actual Facebook page. I haven't done it yet, but I guess I should because I think that'll help Facebook Marketplace and all that stuff. But it'd also be a good place to start advertising because as we know, the podcast seems to be doing pretty well. I mean, if you look at our numbers, we're getting the downloads we want or close to the downloads we want. We have down days and up days, but you know, a little behind the scenes for everybody else is we both work a, I'd say 9 to 5, but that'd be really, really nice. A 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. kind of job and do the podcast on the side. And it takes up a lot of the time. And we would love to quit those 6 to 6 jobs and give the fans what they want, baby. Us in their ear holes talking about wrestling on a more consistent basis, more structured shows, you know, going out to live events and that kind of thing. Chopping up some wood, selling some stuff, and doing custom projects for people, and just working for ourselves and not working for the A to Z man.
Hell yeah, man! I've done some really cool projects when I was on active duty, and it was like people would walk up and they'd hand me a shoebox full of stuff. And while you're in the military, me being a Marine, you being a Air Force Bubba. And you get your badges and your patches and your rank and your this and your that. And, you know, they'd hand you a shoebox and I'd be like, hey, just tell me a story. Well, you know, they had it pretty easy and they were able to, you know, kind of get through their career. I was like, so would you tell me or say they kind of skated through? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Bam. I break contact, walk away. Contact, you know, some different vendors around the place. And I was able to get a hold of some roller skates. And then I turned around and got a roller blade because roller blade it's a little more modern version of a roller skate. And I did a couple of mock-ups and went and talked to the person that asked me or commissioned me to make this, you know, this gift. So I show up and I've got a roller skate that I've disassembled, painted like a set of dress blues for a United States Marine. And then I have a roller blade that I've disassembled, painted like a set of camis for a Marine who's deployed downrange, reassembled and said, hey, what do you think of these? And she said, well, he never went downrange because of his MOS. He was always in a garrison setting. So I appreciate this, you know, this version of it. So it was a roller skate that was in the same color as the dress blue uniform with a big blood stripe with the ribbons and badges of the Marine and inside a beautiful box. The sort of the caveat to this, I used to go wood fishing, and after a huge storm, all kinds of stuff would blow up on the part of Florida that we were stationed at. And I stripped down the wood that blew up on the island and turned it into this just beautiful shadow box and, you know, a one-stop shop picture of what he did in his Marine Corps career. And so I'm all about it. So we've got some really cool ideas about our favorite matches, our favorite types of matches, and the different things that we can do with the tools that we have. You know, we've got CNC devices. We've got all the different saws that are available to man and woman. And I am very familiar with every type of wood, hard and soft. Don't make it weird. And we could whip it on, dude. Like, man, let's chop some shit.
Woo! You mentioned the shadow box and that kind of thing. And like, so I talked about like chairs and wrestling themed stuff. Absolutely, we're going to do that. But I think deep down, those are the things I want to do too. Like, commission us to do some of those shadow boxes for the military. And to be honest with you, man, if, you know, as we grow, I would love to get to the point where we've got some disabled vet friends like, hey, buddy, you want to come learn to cut Like, let's, you know, or as you know, we do the 22nd and mental health and all that. So it would be awesome to hold a workshop. Hey guys, we're going to teach you guys how to cut a chair or whatever. And, you know, bring some guys in, show them how to do it,
yep.
Set other people to up to succeed. You know, maybe do the wrestling and the fun stuff as a fun thing. And then who knows, some of the commissioned work on maybe some of these retirement things, and you know, we can do a discounted price from and kind of have pay for the other.
Yep.
Because for me, the military is kind of where we stand on the show. We're huge military supporters, obviously both being former. And I think I love the idea of people like that idea coming to us and going, hey, like this guy just finished his career. Here's some stories about him and go.
Yeah.
And us coming back in 4 years later, here's a shadow box we made. Just kidding. That's an inside joke between Ellie Jer and I, the 4 years later.
Yeah.
Because there is a shadow box I am waiting for that has not happened yet.
So check this out. So the backstory, I'll let you into part of it, but not the whole thing. So Jay Tilley comes up to me. He's like, yeah, my, you know, one of the pillars of the family has had a great career. And he handed me a box of stuff, told me a story, and it has not come to fruition. And then, you know, talking with him and his family and wife, you know, Jay Tilley did all this stuff, and we both retired during the COVID era. So what was happening a lot of times, the service member was getting sent home, and here's a bunch of paperwork, and here's your retirement certificate, and, you know, thanks for everything. So not everyone who retired was able to go home with a really cool keepsake. And, you know, to the crew over there at Blunt Island Command, they really took awesome care of me as I was getting ready to exit. And my guy hooked me up with just one of the most amazing retirement gifts. And, you know, anyone who punches at, you know, 20 years, 25, 30 years, whatever, absolutely should go home with a keepsake. You know, my wife and I were able to go home happy and safe and proud of what we did. My son was a senior enlisted example during my retirement ceremony. And thank you to Chris Ellis for being my retiring officer. But absolutely, I want to do right by every veteran who exits stage left. And if that's part of our charter, we're gonna do it right, and we owe that to everyone who served. And that's something that's, you know, easy squeezy, that we owe it, and I want to start doing. So let's go.
Yeah, like you said, you got the really nice. I was on the flip side of that. I literally got a UPS package with the letter from the president and a flag in it, and that was my retirement. Didn't see my unit again. We were out on COVID, so we weren't coming to base. And it just showed up, and I'm like, I guess I'm retired now. And that was it. I literally never got to go in and say bye to my troops. Never got any kind of going away ceremony. Never had a party, never nothing. Just boom, done.
Yeah.
So I never got that cool shadow box, that cool, hey, here's a memory of your time in the service. I never got to stand in front of my family and say, you know, have people say like, hey, these are the cool things that Jason did.
Right.
You know, so for all my kids know, I was an assassin, so I leave it at that. But
yeah, I mean, I would leave that alone.
Like, yeah. But I mean, seriously, like, you know, even to this day, they ask what did I do? I'm like, well, I put in 24 years. I did quite a bit. There's quite a history of a story there. But yeah, I never got that. So for someone like me who has come out, I would love to reach out to our fam and be like, hey, if any of y'all went through that, give us what you got, and we'll make something for you. We'll gladly put together something cool that you could display. Like, I'd love to put something in that blank spot in the wall, but I don't have anything. So, you know, I look at all your Ruha Marine crayons all over the place.
And there's crayons everywhere.
And I'm like, damn, like, I got a cool bunch of cool wrestling stuff. But I mean, you've seen my house. If you walk through, there's not a whole lot of memorabilia from my military time, because it's all in a box somewhere.
Yeah. I think the, like, when Jay Tilley and I, we sat down and we talked about, hey, when I grow up, I want to do X, Y, and Z. And a lot of what we wanted to do was essentially the same thing. We wanted to do right by our brothers and sisters in arms, the veterans and the families and the communities that, you know, we are lucky to be part of. you know, I was extremely fortunate to be able to serve in the world's finest fighting force. You know, Jay Tilly was extremely fortunate to be able to serve in the world's finest Air Force. And, you know, we've been doing our show faithfully on the 22nd, and I'm holding up a t-shirt that we will be rocking every episode, and we'll get a new one hopefully every month, Mission 22, and we're looking to give back to our veterans, to our families, and our communities with what we're doing here at the No Shave Man Cave. So Veterans Championship Wrestling was something that we came up with sort of in a wild dream. And it all started with, dude, I had this crazy idea. And Jay Tilly and I were able to, more Jay Tilly than I, were able to sort of dial it in to, dude, let's do this. And as part of Veterans Championship Wrestling, we want to give back to the community, to our brothers and sisters. We have a really cool skill set where we're able to take stuff and turn it into other stuff. And, you know, we absolutely want to give back and make really cool. What's the right? We want to give back to not just veterans, to not just wrestling fans, to not just the community, but to everyone. Really cool stuff. So the desk that I'm sitting at was a product of a wild idea, and I cut it to match the same aesthetic as the St. John's River, which is the river that flows through Duval and St. John's County, amongst others. And it's a cherry wood with epoxy. And these are the kind of things that we're able to do. And, you know, you hit us up and you're like, hey, I got this really cool idea. I bet we've already thought about it.
Maybe even drawn it out.
Yeah. Because when we're not, like, when we pause and we're editing and the conversations that we're having.
We're editing?
Like the royal we.
Gotcha.
And we're going through our thoughts. It's like, hey, why don't we look at doing this? Why don't we look at doing that? Hey, I know the perfect place to go get the wood and the perfect place to go get the stuff. So Relics in Jacksonville. Hoping you are listening. We've got a couple of fans that work there. I used to go over there and help them cut some sections when they were busy. We'll stop by and see what we can't do.
Hey, I'm going to hit you up. I think maybe we do a YouTube video of our first project and we'll throw it on YouTube, and it's going to be maybe my, we'll do a little coffee table up here and you can teach me how to cut. So maybe one of these days we'll go to Relics. You can show me what it's about, and we'll pick out the wood for it and, you know, come up with some cool ideas.
Man, that'd be awesome. So, and if, you know, some of the other brothers and sisters out there who have really cool ideas and have received awesome retirement gifts, put them on our Twitter, put them on our Instagram. And if you have the person or people that actually put that gift into fruition and they want to share their identity, I'd love to collab with them. I've done cut bodies of guitars, necks of guitars, made, you know, bits and pieces for different items. And, you know, I have, I'm super excited to get the ball rolling, and we're going to make the magic happen.
Man, you know what I'm going to commission you to do? I want to make a humidor for my cigars.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I want to research how to make a humidor, and because I know you're supposed to use cedar wood and all this other stuff, and would love to make like a military themed, maybe Air Force themed humidor. Hold about 100 and something cigars in it. That'd be cool. Now I'm gonna look it up. I mean, we need to cut something.
I've got a couple of ammo cans. Thank you to my boy who hooked me up. You know who you are. I've got a couple of ammo cans. We can dress up and get it looking right. Maybe like a battle tested airplane or one of your unit logos. Or not your unit, but one of the units you served in. Don't make it
be
weird.
A small humidor.
Okay, maybe a stogie.
A little black and mild. But
that was a good one.
And
that was a good one.
we don't want to leave it at that. One of the other things I want to start doing is not just having our wrestling podcast, eventually getting on here and just telling some of our stories. I know we do the 22nd, but those are usually typical, sad, not uplifting stories, but I'd love to get on here and start chatting a little bit about hey, on 9/11, I worked like 37 hours straight because we were, up in the air grounded, literally had one of my pilots call me on the radio. He was locked onto a civilian aircraft, things like that. Like some of the cool stuff that, maybe we went through, not classified, that we're not allowed to talk about, but some of the stuff Absolutely. We can talk about.
Don't want to breach.
I don't need the MPs coming kicking down my door. But some of those fun stories, we could start sprinkling a little more of those into our shows for sure. And I think, we discussed a little earlier that we tend to self-edit and calm ourselves on these because we're trying not to curse as much and be as goofy as we are. But we're going to try to lighten up on those a little bit. If it takes me a little extra time editing out some curse words, I think the more of our personality that comes out on these, the better it's going to be. The black and mild joke.
Yeah. So I was fortunate to be able to serve for a long time. You were fortunate too. And, for whatever reason, some of the trials and tribulations that some of our brothers and sisters went through, like a couple of the guys that we worked with, they served over 20 years. And when they exited, they just left with an envelope. And I'm like, what the hell? So we'll make a couple of examples. One will be Jay Tilley's faithful service in our United States Air Force. He's got a awesome lineage of family that have served. So we'll chop something up for them, use that as an example. And then we have a couple of our brothers and sisters that we work with at the company we work for, and we'll chop something up for them real nice and have that on display, use that as an example. Us as wrestling fans or football fans or I'm a big fan of really just about anything that has to do with Americana. We could chop some stuff up and, bring it to life, adding lights to it, epoxy, concrete, glass, metal, wood, whatever. I have a welder. We can do just about anything. So we'll have some examples here in the next couple of months to really show what we're all about. And then I love the idea, and we'll reach out to some of our other veteran organizations within the area. We have some breweries, we have some distilleries, and we have some other organizations that get groups together and just really do some cool stuff where we're learning different trades all the way down from writing a resume, tying a tie, to chopping some wood.
Yep, absolutely. As we can eventually hopefully free up some more time to be able to do that stuff, it'd be great. I'd love to jump in and our 9-to-5 now is, all right, man, hey, we got to show up at you know, Joe's Tavern down the road because he's having his Veterans Night. So we're going to show up and do some resume teaching. Heck and, yeah. You know, being that we're both have had experience in that corporate world now, well, corporate-ish world. We can kind of go in there, give some tips and tricks. I mean, you and I both went through one of the hardest interviews.
Oh, my goodness.
That there is. Amazon, for those who don't know, we work there. Legit is known for having the hardest interview process to get into the company. And it's no joke. So that's something that we could help, you know, people get ready for. Maybe not Amazon, but if you can get through an Amazon interview, you're pretty good at getting through some of the other ones. So yeah, it'd be cool to do that kind of stuff. And that's the idea behind us. And I know we probably, if you've heard our first episode, we probably repeated a lot of it on this one. That's okay. You can listen to it again.
Hey, we just, that's what we're here for.
We'll probably do these every few months to kind of one, remotivate ourselves and refresh ourselves. Obviously we're not going into as many of the details because, we were cutting up quite a bit before we started recording this, but I don't want to give away all our secret ideas. I don't want to drop something out there. And next thing you know, it's on Instagram and somebody else is already doing it. We're like, son of a bitch. Yeah. They stole it.
do you dare to give a hint of anything?
Yeah, we could give a hint. There is a coffee table, let's say, with my favorite title belt that I think would be a cool idea. I'll just leave it at that.
Indeed.
So, couple cool ideas of like tables and stuff, and obviously it'll be like specialty stuff.
That's really cool.
You know, like even cool ass bar stools with like, you know, WWE emblem on them or something would be. We'd have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I love me some. I love me some chairs, bar stools. Rich, I hope your bar stools are treating you right. We had a few of our Adirondack chairs went out. Hopefully, you're still enjoying those. Made them adjustable so they could lean back and forth. And we had beer and wine holders in them.
Nice.
So you could put whether it was a wine glass or a beer glass in it. So, but yeah, man, we'll make that part of our, what is it, our summer to remember.
There you go.
Get some stuff going. And you know, not just because I'm a United States and national title fan, but probably could include some of that in a really cool, cool layout.
You understand, so. Like, I'm sitting here going like, hey, when do you want to go to Relics? Where do you want to go fishing for wood? Because now I'm sitting here going, man, yeah. I want to make a really cool, like, yeah, I mean, even if we do the dolphin title one, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
You know, make a little dolphin. Oh, yeah. I'm pumped. Hey, I want to learn how to do it.
Yeah. So to my peeps who are listening to us, Jesse, I'm going to be hitting you up. I need to go wood fishing and I'm going to need some access, if you know what I mean. And I just got my planer cleaned up. We could probably get something done here in the next week or so. And Relics, you know what my favorite wood is. Don't make it weird. Or make it weird.
He likes hardwood.
I love me some hardwood. We'll be stopping by. And hell yeah, man. Let's go.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, man. I just got goosebumps. What?
That's good stuff. See, it's the same thing like when we started the podcast, right? We were like, hey, let's do this. We started it. Boom. Look what we're doing. And I think starting the next phase of Veterans Championship Wrestling, which will be the woodworking and trying to get some of that together. Yes, this is all costing us some money. So if you want to, you know, buy me a coffee. It's out there and give us some help. But eventually, you know, you got to spend money to make money. And whew, boy, ain't that the truth sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll start posting what we got going on our Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok pages. And as we're putting them together, so there'll be a chop phase, there'll be a prep phase, an assembly phase, and then presentation. So we'll start you know, showing what it looks like as we're doing it, and once it's done, and
Yeah, and you'll be able to follow all of that at No Shave Man Cave on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Rumble. We are now on Rumble.
There it is. It's active.
Future news, if you haven't heard it in the shows before, we're going to start going live and in charge. I don't know. Live and whatever. We'll be live. Probably stumbling over our words and trying to rush through some ad breaks or something. But live on Rumble starting on the next week. Was it? Oh, man. What's the date next week? So that is the 6th. On Saturday the 6th, May 6th, will be our first live show. So that'll be interesting.
Come check us out. Where will we be on the 6th from 8 to 9?
On Rumble, live, and YouTube.
Hell yeah. It'll be the Fantasy Sports Network. We will be posting also on our Twitter, and we'll see what our Facebook page will look like as well. We'll get one of those chopped together. We'll be part of the Facebook Marketplace as well. So if you have some products that you're looking to get chopped together, I know in the greater Jacksonville area, a lot of Florida State fans, a lot of UF, Georgia, Central Florida, you know, whatever. I've got the ability to mix stains up myself, and we could do some really cool stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So I appreciate all of you. Again, podcast, follow us wherever you get your podcast from, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify, all those fun places. Make sure to subscribe. Doesn't cost you anything. It's free. Hit the subscription button. That way we don't have to beg you every time. And that way you get notified on our daily releases, mostly wrestling talk, starting to verge into a little football talk, especially as the draft is coming and the season's going over. And we didn't name it the Wrestling Cave for a reason. Yes, wrestling is the majority of it, but we do want to talk about some other sports and some other things we're doing, like chopping wood coming soon. Old Jeremy the Tickler wants to start doing his own podcast. So he and I are working behind the scenes now on an idea for that. He wants to do some video game review / news and tying it into mental health. So he's got some really cool ideas.
That's going to be cool, man.
That'll probably be in a few months. He's going to brainstorm some things. We're trying to work out a schedule for him. He and I spoke about it a little bit more. But yeah, it'll be part of the No Shave Man Cave family, sort of. I don't know what the name. We'll figure all that out. But yeah, so shout out to him. That's really cool. I love the fact that he's got the bug. So we're gonna put something together for him. Again, it's gonna be a lot of mental health talk, and then tie it into like video games and stuff. So
tickle me softly with Jeremy. Tickle me softly, dude. What?
There you go. Tickling you softly with Jeremy.
Welcome.
Tickling you softly with JC the Tickler. So yeah, awesome. I appreciate everything. This was a little short one, 31 minutes. That's short for us. I remember when we used to think 31 minutes was a long show, but now we get on here and just babble like a bunch of old men.
Heck yeah.
Cool. We appreciate everybody. And I'm going to hot tag it out for you for any closing comments and your right. Closer.
Yes, sir. Bump and feed, bump and feed. Want a quick shout out. Thanks to the new follows by Kilowatt910. That's, I believe that is North Carolina area code. Thanks for joining us here. Part of the No Shave Man Cave Instagram. Also to Joshua_Hanson5. Yayo! Stay safe, Navy Bubba. And Tex Helly, prior Marine, thank you for your service and all that you're doing there in Texas. Stay safe and keep doing what you're doing for that community. Thank you so much. So to our brothers and sisters in arms, thank you for your service. Some gave all gave some. To our families and friends who have supported us throughout, not just our military career, our civilian career, and what we're doing here at the No Shave Man Cave and Veterans Championship Wrestling. We couldn't do it without you, and you guys get the big W as we move forward. So to our nearly 25,000 downloads, we're pushing 1,000 followers on Twitter. Thank you so much. Keep hitting us up and letting us know what you want us to look like and sound like, because we can't do it without you. And if we did it by ourselves, it might be weird. So until next time, my friends, my fam, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and we'll see you on the floor.
You've been listening to the No Shave Man Cave.
If it's pro wrestling, we're talking about it. Unless we see something shiny and wander off into the woods. If you hang around long enough, we'll eventually come back. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Fire off your comments and be sure to leave us a 5-star rating. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hit us up on Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok at No Shave Man Cave. Y'all be cool. And we'll see you next time on the floor.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.